is subdivision 2022-22, St. George's Terrace.
This is a cluster subdivision to divide 17.25 acres plus or minus into 34 single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County. The property is lying on the north side of Hollyville Road, approximately 0.21 mile east of Hurdle Ditch Road, which is Sussex County Rep 290. The 911 address is not available. And the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 10, Parcel 26.00. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, which includes a letter from Artesian Resources and the applicant's Chapter 99-9C response. We have a copy of the applicant's proposed preliminary subdivision plan. We have a copy of the staff review letter. We have a copy of the applicant's response to the staff review letter. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Geographic Information Office. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the TAC responses, including a letter from the US Department of Agriculture and a letter from Sussex County Engineering and a letter from the State Department of Agriculture and a letter from the State Department of Historic and Cultural Affairs. And I would note that we have received one letter which has been included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. Chris Clemson from Gordon, Fernandez, and Amarella, attorney for the applicant, Norwood Farm, LLC.
Okay, now, are you a Delaware attorney?
I am a Delaware attorney.
Okay, I believe you're new to our group here.
I am a bit. I've been before you one or two occasions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years.
Just to be safe, why don't you give us your bar number just to be safe?
Sure.
He asked that of everybody, just so we're clear. We're not singling you.
I trust you, but Mr. Robertson is probably going to look it up.
So. No, it just makes me feel old when I hear that number.
It's our chairman's initiation process.
If I wasn't prepared for these questions, I wouldn't be very good at my job.
Well, welcome to the Planning and Zoning Commission. You may proceed.
Thanks so much. So with me today is Jim Erickson, civil engineer with Solutions IPEM. As was mentioned, an exhibit book has been submitted with this application containing the relevant information about the application. This is an application for an AR1 cluster subdivision containing 34 residential lots with recreational amenities on land situated in Indian Hundred, River Hundred. Looking at the aerial, so the parcel is designated as tax parcel district 234, map 10, parcel 26, and is located on the north side of Hollyville Road. It's about 0.38 miles west of Indian Mission Road, Route 5, and about 0.204 miles east of an intersection with Hurdle Ditch Road, which is Sussex Road 290. The site consists of 17.25 acres, which is currently and primarily used as farmland with an accompanying residence, and is located adjacent to current residential and commercial uses. Immediately to the east, is currently in operation by Pool Stars LLC, which is a pool contractor. To the northeast are certain commercial uses operated by Pontoon Express, Closet Works, Shorten and more, and other uses. Along the west and southern and southeastern border are our residential uses. On the opposite side of Hollyville Road is the Autumndale community, which is a community currently in development, which has been approved for the construction of 104 single-family lots. Within a mile vicinity of the site are other residential communities of Woodridge, Turnberry, and Independence.
Oh, we just realized, yeah, the microphone's not on. So if you could just hit the button on there. I forgot to give that on my screen.
You're good now? You're good.
We're good, yeah.
Should I start from the top?
No, you're fine.
I think you're good. We'll figure
Fair
it out.
Enough. So therefore, the proposed development is in character with the surrounding area, and it's expected that the proposed community will have a positive impact, if any, on the property values of the surrounding properties. So the subject parcel is currently zoned AR1 and is located in a low-density area under the county's comprehensive plans future land use map. The AR1 section of the zoning ordinance permits cluster subdivisions subject to the commission approving the superior design requirements listed in the zoning ordinance. The comprehensive plan recognizes that agricultural uses and single family homes are permitted uses in the low density area, and that a cluster option subdivision is permitted in the low density area, provided that the density does not exceed two lots per acre. The public sewers are utilized, and significant open space is set aside. To get into the specifics of the subdivision, central water for domestic use and fire protection will be provided by Artesian Water Company. Central sewer will be provided by Artesian Wastewater Company or Artesian Water Company. The site is currently located within the Sussex County Tier 3 coordinates CPCN area. Included in the exhibit book as Exhibit 9 is a letter from Artesian discussing their willingness to apply for and pursue the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity from the Delaware Public Service Commission. Otherwise, arrangements for the development with a commercial trash hauler will be made for trash collection for the development. As to some characteristics of the property, there are no nationally registered historic properties and no known sensitive natural features to the site. The site contains Class A soils and is thus suitable for the development of infrastructure, home construction, and stormwater management. An erosion and settlement control plan with methods that have been approved by the Sussex County Sussex Conservation District will be prepared and submitted for review. Now, the stormwater management facilities will be designated, and maybe we bring up the site plan here. Perfect. So the stormwater management facilities will be designed and constructed in accordance with DENREC's current stormwater regulations and reviewed and approved by the Sussex Conservation District. The stormwater system will be adequately sized to prevent any flooding. The site is to be treated by multiple wet ponds. The stormwater outfall will be to the south through the Autumndale community, but ultimately the runoff will be better treatment than current pre-development conditions. On the land, there are no tidal or federally regulated non-tidal wetlands. Further, there are no wellhead protection areas on the site. Under FEMA flood insurance maps, the entire site is located within flood X, which are areas determined to be outside of the 0.2% annual change floodplain, and the area is located within areas of fair groundwater recharge potential. As to traffic impact, DelDOT's review estimated that the site's traffic impact were below the minimum warrants for warranting a traffic impact study, and thus the development's traffic impact would be negligible. A letter to that effect is included in your exhibit book at Exhibit 10. Regarding the general design of the subdivision consists of 34 lots, which is a density of 1.97 lots per acre, which complies with the zoning ordinance's permitted density requirement for an AR1 cluster subdivision. The proposed lots otherwise conform with all height, area, and bulk requirements in the AR1 zoning article. The sizes of the lots vary from 9,012 square feet to 11,596 square feet, subject to final engineering, and that's an average lot size of approximately 9,943 square feet. Scenic views will be preserved for the homeowners and passerbys, as there are gaps between each of the lots, as well as limited back-to-back lots. These lots are all clustered on the environmentally suitable portions of the site. A fair amount of open space will be provided, which will be beneficial to the owners and users. Subject to final engineering, open space, as the term is defined in section 115-4 of the ordinance, will total approximately 7 acres throughout the site, which constitutes about 40.6% of the entire site, which is well above the 30% minimum in the zoning ordinance. Of that 7 acres, the entire 7 acres will be contiguous, so that also satisfies the zoning ordinance's requirement that at least 30% of the open space provided is contiguous in nature. The entrance to the development will be to the south from Hollyville Road, which will be designed and constructed in accordance with DelDOT requirements and standards. And the lots at the entrance of the development are located approximately 125 feet from Hollyville Road. All of the proposed lots will only have access to private subdivision roads, which will be built in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department specifications. These streets will ultimately be maintained by the developer until dedication to a homeowners association who will maintain these roads in perpetuity. The development will install a sidewalk on one side of the street with shielded non-intrusive street lighting, and this sidewalk will connect to the proposed DelDOT multimodal. The development in the center, you'll see, it also includes various recreational facilities consisting of a centrally located pickleball court, a community pavilion, and a community mailbox kiosk, in addition to a pedestrian walking trail. It's proposed that the recreational features will be constructed and open for use by the residents and users prior to the issuance of the 20th residential building permit. Along the perimeter of the development provides a minimum 30-foot wooded vegetated landscape buffer as required by the superior design requirements. This buffer surrounds the development and will back up to all adjacent lands of other ownership. The buffer is estimated, subject to final engineering, to constitute approximately 2.0 acres. This buffer will provide screening of features from any neighboring properties and roadways. A school bus location will be coordinated with the local Cape Henlopen School District and listed on the final plat upon request by that school district. The site currently contains about 0.6 acres of woodland, which will be removed as part of the demolition of the existing home and site construction. To the extent that any woodland or vegetation exists in the proposed buffer area, vegetation and woodland will remain undisturbed by construction activity. As I mentioned earlier, the community will have a homeowners association made up of all lot owners, and that association will be responsible for enforcing community restrictions, collecting assessments, and maintaining development streets, buffers, landscaping, entrances, stormwater facilities, recreational facilities, and other community common areas. The property is located in the Cape Henlopen School District and Millsboro Fire Service Area. I will mention that the only comment which we've received from neighboring properties is that which was listed on and submitted to the Sussex Land Use Application Docket from Bill and Betty Hurdle, who reside at 22607 Hurdle Ditch Road, which is the property to the northwest of the site. Upon their filing of the opposition, the applicant attempted to reach out by telephone and email, but as yet, to my knowledge, to receive a response from Mr. and Mrs. Hurdle. But we did reach out to them to discuss their concerns and kind of inform them and speak to them about what exactly this development provides. Otherwise, I will submit for the commission's consideration conditions of approval. So in conclusion, the proposed 34-lot cluster subdivision is a permitted use under the property's AR1 zoning district. The development is in character with the uses in the area. The cluster was designed in accordance with the AR1 cluster design requirements, including 40.6% of the site being open area or open space. Whether open or passive open space, and all of which those 7 acres are contiguous. So with that, I'll conclude my presentation unless the commission has any questions or comments.
All right, sir, we appreciate that. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we're gonna start with Ms. Wingate.
Just a couple. First, I would like to say that I appreciate the lots being set far enough back off the road. I really appreciate that design, so thank you to Solutions. We typically try to make sure we have an alternate access in case the main entrance is blocked because of an accident or whatever. I would assume that open space, not doing any improvements, but that there would be an opportunity to have emergency response vehicles to go through there if it was necessary. I just want to point that out because we really do try to make sure that's an option on every application, and there's nothing else around it that would allow that to happen. I did have just one question on the, you're not doing an archaeological study, because I noticed in the paperwork, the package, it was mentioned that it's likely that there would be archaeological factors out there with the Joseph House that used to be there.
So we had not truly discussed that to much extent, but if the commission were to require that, we would definitely, you know.
I didn't know if there had been anything done at all, preliminary.
Yeah, we have not at this time.
Okay, that's all I had. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
No questions, sir.
Okay, Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me, thank you.
Staff? Okay, Mr. Robertson?
None for me, thanks.
All right, well then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application.
Thanks so much, Mr. Chairman.
All right, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2022-22 St. George's Terrace? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 22-22? All right, sir, we'll start with you, and then ma'am, you'll be next.
Make sure the microphone's on. If you could just push the button,
you
on
just
the
push
base
that button on the base and
good to go.
And give us your name. You may have the floor.
Awesome. My name is Joe Gordon. I live on lot 14 and 16 of Hollyville Acres, which has a 170-foot border with the St. George's Terrace subdivision. The original Norwood Farms that this design looks like is copied after. The original Norwood Farms house property lines adjacent to Hollyville Acres were approximately 170 foot away. They had a septic drainage field here. So at this point in time, those houses were 180, 190 feet from my house or my property. And then with the newer design of the St. George's subdivision house property, these lines are roughly 40 feet away, which would be roughly 130 feet closer than the original presentation done some 20 years ago, Norwood Farms. We would like to see a conditional use to include privacy fence along Hollyville Acres property line, similar to the ones located at the Villages in Herring Creek, where they have a privacy fence. We feel a privacy fence will go a long way in providing privacy and security to the existing bordering homeowners. And as Bill Hurdle told me back 38 years ago when I moved to my house, good fences make good neighbors. So
we concur with that.
A second item, I don't know if...
I'm trying to remember who actually said that. It's a
way back in the original day.
It was Walt Whitman or Robert Frost or you know, Jerry Garcia, somebody. I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't fully understand what he meant by that. I had an idea, but over the last 38 years, I've come to learn, like, yeah, that's pretty true, pretty good rule. Single-story homes. I don't know if the builder is planning on including single-story homes in the St. George's Terrace subdivision. We will request that some of those single-story houses be built on the lots bordering Hollyville Acres, and that would be lots 15 through 19, the ones closest to us. Two stories, looking in, one story, not so much. That's what our thinking was there. We would also like to get an understanding on how the wastewater treatment is being addressed. I see that the site is located within the Sussex County Tier 1 coordinated CPCN area. I also see where Artesian is prepared to do the design work for wastewater service pending necessary certificates. But I could not find the wastewater systems or the wastewater treatment building on the preliminary plat for the St. George's Terrace. The original Norwood Farms had 150 plus wide drainage field next to my house, and I do not see any drainage field marked on the current St. George's Terrace subdivision. And I was wondering if you could help me, if there was someone here that could explain what type of wastewater treatment system they will have, where would the wastewater treatment building be, and where would the drainage field be located?
Okay, well, we'll take care of that right now.
I suspect that there's not going to be any of that infrastructure within this development. We'll confirm that with the applicant because Artesian's providing central wastewater, and so it will be pumped off-site to their central plant. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe if we could have their engineer, when you're done, come up and just confirm that, but.
Yeah, if he could. There still be a building, though, that takes from the houses?
Well, I'll let him answer, but more than likely, it'd be like a county pump station. You wouldn't even know it's there. It's basically a ground level with maybe a generator, and that's it. It's not really a building, it's more of a case.
All right, that's good news to me.
Yeah.
Now, this is, I know it's a little off the wall, but back in 20 years ago, septic hookup was offered during the original Norwood Farms meetings back in 2005. I didn't know if this was an option that was still on the table for discussion with the builder. So this was an offline thing. It was kind of a, what can I do to sell you the car today? How about the hookup? How about you want flags? What?
So is your question whether
the hookup is optional?
Whether Hollyville Acres hookup is optional?
Yeah, whether, you know, people next to it or people within Hollyville Acres.
So that's a better question. First of all, what you need to do is probably, so Artesian Wastewater is going to be providing central sewer and water to this development. Without getting too far in the weeds, it's going to depend whether there's a CPCN for your development, because that the state basically says who has the right to serve that development. If it's Artesian, that helps the conversation. It may not be. It might be Tidewater or somebody else. But
gotcha.
Assuming it's Artesian or there's not any CPCN, you should talk to Artesian, because now would be the opportunity to see if you can connect into their infrastructure.
And what's
involved? Now is definitely the time to do it.
Cool. You know,
they're not going to connect in if it's like one or two lots. They're gonna only want to talk if it's the whole subdivision.
They're not going to do it for one, but,
yeah. But they might if like the six or eight or 10
or the whole place. Yeah, because the problem is they got to run all the lines through that subdivision. The only way they're going to do that is if they're, because it doesn't make economic sense. Yeah, is if everybody connects.
Good points.
But that's worth the conversation, because if they're putting that sewer line around that road in the back, there's probably a way they can run an easement through one of those lots to connect to you guys. Maybe, maybe not. But the point being, now's the time to have that conversation, because once it's all done and in the ground, they're not going to talk to you.
Awesome.
It'll be a lot harder to do.
That's all I have. I look forward to hear what our engineering representative has to say.
Yeah, if you want to.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure.
Hello, my name is Jim Erickson. I'm a principal civil engineer with Solutions IPM and professionally licensed in the state of Delaware. To answer the question at hand here, basically the sewer connection, do I have to press the button again?
No, you're good. It's on, yep.
Sorry. With the Autumndale subdivision, we coordinated the sewer connection. And so there's actually a gravity fed line that's coming underneath the road. And so everything will be gravity fed. There's no pump station.
Oh, good.
So we don't have to worry about that. As far as any offsite connection, that's definitely an Artesian question, because they're the ones providing the sewer. What we can do is provide some contact information to the gentleman if he meets us after the meeting. And
read my mind. I was going to ask you to do that. If you would kindly let that gentleman know after the hearing whom he should call, that would be great.
Sure. That sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Eric.
Thanks.
And just while you're sitting down, and for the benefit of these folks, in sort of giving that explanation, I don't want there to be false hopes that this means that Artesian can do it, you know, but at least you can explore that. Yeah, right.
Okay, who's next? Yes, ma'am, did you want to speak? Come on up.
Maybe.
Oh, that's all right.
We're friendly. I tried to pull out some of the things that reference some of the things he did, so I don't overlap too much. My name is Kayla.
Kayla, are you like Beyonce? You just have like one name?
Sorry, Kayla Lethem.
Kayla what?
Lethem.
Okay, thank you.
I've lived on 28998 Aline Ave for about 7 years now, and I've enjoyed, you know, watching the crops and corn coming up every year in that field. That's been the nature and enjoyment for me through my backyard, screened in porch. So I'm sad to see this chapter coming to an end. But what I enjoy most about where I live is my sense of peace and privacy that I have since I am at the end of a dead end road. I understand from reading through the documents here that have been posted that there's been an expert assigned to plant a forested buffer between my property and the homeowners of St. George Terrace. And I also share a concern that Taryn Davidson had written of the National Delaware, or not National, sorry, Delaware Forest Service, where she stated that the plans include planting several invasive or pest or disease susceptible trees. And so I'm also concerned about that, but also how sparsely they would be planted, because I've seen some subdivisions where the plants are fairly spread apart, and I just want to have a feeling of more privacy. I would like to maintain that, and I believe the best way to do that is echoing what Joe Gordon had mentioned about a tall privacy fence. He lives behind me, and the tall fence that we have separating us and the wooded area gives us both our little oasis that we both really enjoy, and you know, we're friendly neighbors because of that, I believe. Maintaining that privacy is a major concern of mine, so that's very important to me moving forward. I also want to question one of the points that were made about the impact, the non-impact of traffic, and I had heard the gentleman say that there was going to be 104 lots across the street from St. George's Terrace, and I see another 34 as a substantial impact to the traffic that is not there right now. And I also noticed on not that map, but a previous map, that it looks like Hollyville is getting expanded, that there's going to be extra lanes, like a turn lane, which to me indicates a change in traffic. So that's also a concern of mine, since it's a very quiet little area. And lastly, I just want to thank all of you for considering your community's thoughts and concerns. Thank you very much.
Certainly welcome. Thank you. Okay, who's next? Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Does anyone on the commission have any questions?
I guess just maybe one statement, because this young lady asked. We do have specified requirements for the tree planting. They're in code, so that's not, you know, whatever's up to the developer. It's what's in code, and so there's types, there's minimum heights at the time of planting, there's how many per 100 linear feet, that's inspected, it's also bonded, so the county does have oversight on this. It looks like this one, because there's not a buffer right now along that side, that it would be plantings, not necessarily tree preservation, maybe a little bit of tree preservation, but that will be handled, because that is something that the county's very concerned about. So, yeah. And it'll be 30 feet wide, too, at least 30 feet wide.
Okay. Anyone else on the commission have any questions? Thank you. Okay. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.